This graphic audio title features all three parts of North America's Forgotten Past 4, People of the River, by Kathleen O'Neill Gear and W. Michael Gear in our dramatized adaptation audiobook format. We hope you enjoy listening to this complete title featuring our radically different audiobooks. Check out the other action-packed series available in our graphic audio, A Movie in Your Mind, audiobook format.
Graphic audio. A movie in your mind.
Graphic Audio presents North America's Forgotten Past by W. Michael Gear and Kathleen O'Neill Gear. Narrated by Nanette Savard. With performances by Margie Tompros, Christopher Graybill, Gregory Gorton, Colleen Delaney, Alyssa Wilmoth, Danny Gavigan, Kimberly Gilbert, Julianne Elliott, Richard Rowan, Alexander Strain, Ken Jackson, Nick DePinto, Rose Elizabeth Supan, Michael Glenn, Casey Platt, Joseph Thornhill, Lily Beacon, Larissa Gallagher, James Konacek, Elizabeth Jernigan, Mort Shelby, Tim Carlin, Thomas Keegan, Yasmin Twazon, and Chris Rowan. Book 4, People of the River, Part 1.
Hell, I don't know.
Mac Jameson grumbled as he steered the John Deere tractor onto the dirt road that led through the center of his barley field. The warm breeze fanned the stalks until they waved like a blanket of gold. Illinois was mighty pretty at this time of year, but hot. Sweat had matted his faded red shirt and well-worn jeans to his arms and legs. At the age of 75, he still had a whip-thin body, though his muscles had mostly evaporated over the years. He wiped the back of a dusty hand over his sweating forehead to push the wisps of gray hair back from his deep-set brown eyes.
Bunch of goddamn government people called me up to talk about something they call a National Register of Historic Places District. That don't mean nothing to me. Does it mean something to you? You're the one who's always going out hunting arrowheads and pots.
Mac twisted around to peer at his son-in-law. Jimmy clung to the seat of the tractor as it bounced over the deeply rutted road. About 40, he had a face like a Pekingese, squashed and ugly, with a mop of red hair that hung over his ears. He cocked his head.
No, I ain't never heard of no National Register, but if it's historic sites they're after, they must be coming to see that mound you got at the southeastern corner of the farm.
What for?
Mac didn't have time for any government bullshit. The harvesters would be coming in tonight to start cutting his barley.
Who knows? Maybe some archaeologist wants to dig it up or something.
Dig it up? Why?
Jesus Christ, Pa! You live damn near on top of Cahokia Mounds, that's why.
What the hell is a Cahokia?
Pa! Cahokia is the biggest mound site in America. Maybe the world. They call it a World Heritage Site. I guess it probably is the biggest in the world. A hell of a lot of Indians lived there maybe 1,000 years ago.
Indians?
When is it?
Sample complete. Ready to continue?